and thank you for having us come to where you are. So right now, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, thank you. It is the entrance of your word that brings understanding, but it first of all gives us light. So Lord, we ask for illumination tonight. I ask, illuminate every heart. Let your light shine into every darkness. And thank you, you are the light that shines that darkness cannot comprehend. Let your light shine into the very dark places, the hidden things. Unveil. Let darkness be driven out of our lives, out of our hearts, out of our minds. Let your word bring understanding. I pray upon every heart, like we've been learning. That's the first place you want to dwell, your presence. Let your presence be felt in every heart. Transform every heart tonight, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Let every heart become a good ground. Let now your word, like a seed, come forth with simplicity, profoundly with power to heal, to deliver, to set free. Let your word not return to you void, but prosper in every heart tonight to the glory of your name. Father, thank you. As we open your word, open our hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, please, can somebody go on slide.do and type, yes, I am here, the presence of God. I feel the presence of God within, around, within, upon. It's around, it's upon, it's within. So that's the topic again tonight, people. That's what we're looking at, the presence of God. Yeah, around. Upon and within us. Let me repeat that again. The presence of God around, the presence of God upon and within. Glory be to God. All right. Turn with me, everybody, to Genesis and chapter 1. I'm excited tonight because I have two lovely, lovely ladies who will be joining me later. I will not bring them up at this time, but I like something. Both their names ends with Ra, Ra, Ah, Ra, Ah, Ra. One name. Right, they sound alike. That's the ending of their names. I just realized when I was talking to them behind the scene. But, you know, I speak a local language from the western part of Africa in Nigeria. That word Ara, A-R-A, means wonder, wonder. So the two of them, wonderful ladies, they will be joining me later. So I will keep them as a secret. Just watch out. The ladies will be joining me tonight again. Okay, all right, people, let's flow. Genesis and chapter 1. We said the presence of God, the first one is around. Now, when we talk about the presence of God, we have been trying to explain something, but we explain using the word of God. Genesis chapter 3, if you read around verse 8, okay, it's not one of the scriptures I sent to the media team, but if they can flow, the Bible says that the first man and the woman that were made, Adam and Eve, they heard the sound of the Lord God. Please note that word. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife, Eve, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. That garden was called the Garden of Eden. And they hid themselves. They went to hide among the trees in the garden. God created the first man, God created the first woman. And this first man and woman, if you read in context, they did what God told them not to do. So as a result of that, they realized they were exposed, they were naked, they had always been naked. It wasn't like, you know, they were not naked, but all of a sudden, they suddenly realized they were naked. You know what that means? Let me explain that. Then I will go backwards tonight. Okay, please listen carefully. You see, when they were both made in Genesis 1, in Genesis 2, the Bible explains further about how God created mankind. It started with one man and one woman. I'm trying to keep it simple because I perceive there might be someone who's just stumbled on this broadcast. And you don't do God. You don't know God. You don't believe in God. And that's, you know, something I do respect. You know why? Because I never believed in God myself. But then I always pray this prayer for anyone that does not believe in God. It was something I said, and I meant it from my heart many years ago, that God, if indeed you are real, then reveal yourself to me. Let me see your presence. Manifest to me. Appear somehow. Let me just know you really exist. And I meant it. I met a young man too like that who was literally almost crying to me. He said, I really want to believe in God. If there's anything God can do to help me to believe, if God can just reveal himself to me, I will. Honestly, the guy was, I could feel his pain. I will really believe him. And I'm praying for someone tonight, or you're watching this recorded broadcast, that is your heart cry. If God will sincerely, seriously see your heart and reveal himself, you will believe. And in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight God will reveal himself to you. As you're hearing these words being spoken, the presence of God will envelope you. The power of God will overshadow you. The Spirit of God will confirm to you, somehow convict your heart and convince you of the presence and the reality and the existence of God. I ask, I pray, and I speak these words and release it to you in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you one thing. You are watching. The presence of God is all around you. There is a certain ailment in your body. Before the end of this broadcast, whatever it is will disappear. You will find out you are healed. In fact, as I'm talking right now, in the name of Jesus, you are feeling some kind of a cool breeze. Yes, you are feeling a kind of a presence around you, right? It's a feeling, and God is actually giving you that feeling. I am convinced God is giving you that feeling so that you will know that is real, and the things we're talking about, the reality of what we're sharing tonight, is real. So I thank God for that. Listen, God is the best revealer of himself. There's no amount of explanation, humanly speaking, I can make. I realize this because that's how I was convinced beyond every shadow of doubt of God's existence. So the first man and the woman did what God did not told them not to. They were naked. But you see, when they were made, they were created like God, in God's image, in God's likeness. God simply breathed, right? He made clay from the dust, from sand, right? Shaped what you see today, the form of man, like the head, the body, the hands, the limbs, everything. And the Bible said God breathed. He breathed himself like you blow a balloon. You know, when you take a balloon, you blow into that latex, that rubber, you blow in it and it forms, you know, like a, what's it called now? like a ball, all right? Like eclipse or whatever, a ball, you blow into it. Now, if you tie that balloon, you blow your air in it, the air in that balloon came from within you. But the moment you tie that balloon is separated from you. The balloon can have a little bit of a life of its own. What do I mean? It can bounce. It can be blown with the wind. You know, it's, but a part of you is what went into that balloon. But the balloon can exist a little bit outside of you. That's just a little bit of the picture. God blew himself, breathed himself into that clay he formed in the shape of a human being. And the Bible says from that moment, that man became a living soul, began to have a soul of its own, a life of its own, began to have the ability to think, to choose, to make decisions outside of God. Yes. So just like the balloon you blew into outside of you, the balloon can have a little bit of a life of its own until that balloon is punctured. And the air inside goes and the balloon dies. You know, in a very similar parallel, that's the way we are. The difference between us and the balloon is that the balloon cannot think, cannot choose, cannot make decisions, because the balloon only has air, your air in it. A part of you went into that balloon. So the part of God that went into the clay that God formed was like God, could think, could choose, could make decisions independent of God. But God made it in a way that even though it was a naked clay body, but his presence, his glory was around them. They were covered with the glory of God. But God said, if you eat of a particular tree in that garden, you are going to be cut off from me. So the connection between God and the first man and woman was broken the moment they transgressed. They ate of the tree God said not to eat. It was a tree of life. It was taught the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But I don't want to go into all that theology. I don't want to bore you with that. But I just wanted to see what happened, that the moment they were cut off through disobedience, the glory of God departed from them. The glory of God covered that was covering their nakedness departed. So the presence of God, so to speak, they were cut off from that link they had with God through transgression, sin, disobedience. You see, that's what happens to us now as human beings. God is all around. God is present around us. But if we are disconnected as a result of sin, his life, his power cannot flow into us and through us. So God cannot come through to us because we are disconnected. Mind you, his presence is all around. So let's see Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I want you to see something tonight. The presence of God around. Let's start with the presence of God around, okay? In the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, God, if you are struggling with the word God, let me just tell you simply tonight, and I will repeat this over and over. When you see the word God, it just means the source of all life and intelligence. The source from whom life, nature, everything created, everything in heaven, on this earth, underneath is at the source of everything. Scientifically, science, human beings are trying to explain everything. And they said, well, this world began with a big bang, gases and this and all that. Yes. The source of that big bang, the source of all the gases that came together and chemical and whatever reaction. Yes, everything has a source. Nothing just happens, people. So the concept, let me use that word concept, of God is just the source of everything. So from the beginning, the source of everything, all life, all intelligence, created the heavens and the earth. So his presence was all around heaven, all around the earth. But then there was a problem on the earth. You see, I won't bore you also with too much theology, too much in-depth. But between that verse 1 of Genesis 1 and verse 2 is a lot that happened. You see, it's a lot. It's not a second in between. No. Between verse 1 and verse 2, a lot happened. The heaven was created. The earth was created. But something took place in heaven. You need to read the book of Revelation. You need to read some of the prophets in the Bible captured what happened between verse 1 and 2. Between verse 1 and 2, there was war in heaven. There was rebellion. One of the spirits, angels, rebelled and it was thrown into the earth. And then something happened on the earth as a result of the presence of, yes, the spirit, the angel who used to be known as Lucifer, but now called Satan, opposer, the devil, the serpent, old dragon. He has so many names, you need to read the book of Revelation. You see, the Bible is so rich, it explains everything. Let me tell you one of the things that science is helping to discover, is just helping to discover what God, the source, has already created. Before the pandemic, before the lockdown, where was Zoom, where was StreamYard, where were all these things now that we can interface without being in the same room? They were already on the earth. But someone innovatively just discovered that, hey, I can be here, you can be in America. Thank you for those joining us from all over the place. Please, once again, just for the sake of this explanation, tell us if you're outside of Europe, where you're joining us from. Someone has shown us they're from Calgary, Canada. They're joining us. Someone from Scotland, that's up north of the United Kingdom. You know, River Network, my good friend, Pastors Terry and Jill from Matlock, Derbyshire, over the mountains, the hills, the valleys. You need to go through a lot of crossings and mountains, hills, countryside to get to Matlock. But you see, we are all online. You are hearing me. I'm hearing you. You are in your house. You probably in the car. You are in the train. You are in your bedroom. You are probably in the kitchen. But you can hear me. And we are interfacing. We are interacting. Where was all this? 20 years ago, this was not possible. 30, 40. I'm 54 years old this year. 54 years ago, there were no telephones. Telephones were probably just being discovered, but the technology was not as it is now. Today, even a child, two-year-old child, knows how to use a phone. They can go online, they can Google, they can download information, they can watch YouTube. They can text, the very intelligent ones. It's amazing. Without going to school, a child will pick up these things and use them. They were not in existence years ago, people. Where were all these things 54 years ago when I was born? They were on the earth, but not discovered. What I'm just trying to tell you is that God's presence is around the earth. It's just like that. We may not discover that God is around. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, look at what happened on the earth. It was without form. It was void, empty, shapeless. Darkness was upon the face of the earth. But then, where was God in the midst of the formlessness, the emptiness, the darkness? Look at it. The Bible says the Spirit of God was around, hovering over the face of the waters, over the face of the earth. The Spirit of God was around. Let me tell you something. That's why some people are asking questions. If God is real, God is existing, why is there trouble in this world? Why do we have things that are like formlessness, emptiness, darkness, and darkness, people? All these three things you see there represent evil. Represent evil. And yet, the Spirit of God, God, was around. but yet nothing changed. So I'm just trying to tell you, the world we're living in is so wicked. Bombs are flying from Russia to Ukraine, Afghanistan, Syria. Evil is prevalent in the world we live in. And somebody's saying, where is God in all this? God is around, people. Just like it is from the beginning in Genesis. God is around. So that the fact that God is around does not mean there will not be formlessness, void, and darkness, emptiness, trouble, evil. Just understand the principle tonight, because we are looking again. What's the topic? The presence of God around, the presence of God upon, and the presence of God within. So we're starting with the presence of God around. So God is around you, people. Yeah, there's trouble. There's evil. It doesn't negate that God is around. 54 years ago, Zoom was around. Facebook was around. Google was around 54 years ago, but it was not discovered. It wasn't discovered. It was around. But 54 years down the road, of, you know, 50 odd years down the road, everybody is using Google, everybody is using Facebook, everybody, well, if you're on social media, everybody's Zoom. I am broadcasting right from my living room studio in Liverpool to where you are. 54 years ago, if you said anything like this, people would say it's not possible. But they were around. Likewise, God is around, yet evil is prevailing. Let's go back to that verse 2. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Nothing happened, even though God was around, until, let's go to verse 3. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Do you know what happened there? In spite of the fact that the Spirit of God is around, you see, God is spirit. What that means is that he's unseen, right? Do you know there are so many things you can't see, but they're around? You can't see the airwaves, electromagnetic waves, radio waves. You can't physically see them, but they're around. I can communicate with you. You are hearing me. You can see me on your screen or on your device. But you know, how am I entering your space? I'm entering your space through something you cannot see, through all this electromagnetic, radio, and whatever technology, waves, right? That's the power. This is what happened. God spoke, and the moment God spoke, the word of God, his spirit, his life is unseen. You see, the three attributes of God, of the source of all life and intelligence. Three things. He is invisible, cannot be seen with the naked eyes. He is immortal, he cannot die. He was not created and cannot be created and cannot be killed, cannot be destroyed. God was, God is, God will ever be. He is eternal, he is ever living, he is self-existent. Is a source of everything. That is what makes him God, people. That's what makes him the source. Just come with me slowly tonight. So he's immortal, he's invisible. Guess what? The third thing is the only wise source. He's the wisest of the wisest of the wisest. Where do you think mankind got their wisdom from, intelligence from? Remember the definition of what God is? The source of all life and all intelligence. Every intelligence came from the source, God. That's just what it means in the Hebrew tongue, is Elohim. Elohim is present, He was there up around, and evil was still prevailing on the earth. So what made the difference? He sent his word. The word also, you can hear me, but do you know that my words are spirit? What do I mean? Can you see my words? No, but you can feel the impact of my words. If I want to create trouble now, let me say something that's not politically correct. Let me say something that would be offensive. You cannot see what I'm saying, but you will feel it. You will feel the impact. Let me say something nasty to somebody watching now. They will feel the impact. They will begin to cry. But can you see the words? No, you can feel the spirit, the power. That is what happened when God spoke. He sent his word, and his word alighted upon the earth. We are looking at God around, God upon, and God within us. I just want to show us from that Genesis chapter 1. So God was around, there was chaos. When God sent his word came upon that chaos. And guess what happened? His word now entered into that chaos. The emptiness, the void, emptiness, the darkness, and the formlessness began to take shape. What was empty began to be filled. What was dark, light came. When God came upon the earth and within. Now, that is the principle of God's presence. Around, upon, and within. You say, how does that affect me? Okay, just come with me, because I want us to see that that is usually the order of things. So some of us, God is around us, but evil is still prevailing in our lives. Sicknesses are still racking our bodies. Evil, wickedness is happening. And we are angry, we are sad, we are bitter, we are wondering where is God in all these things. God is around, but you need God upon and God within for things to change. So God spoke his word, and we began. If you read Genesis 1, verse 31, okay, let me just see what happened when God moved from around to upon to within. The Bible says, God said in verse 3, let there be light, and there was light. If you look at verse 4, God saw the light, that it was good, and then God divided the light from the darkness. This is now the word that is now God in form of his word upon, now within. It was now within the earth, operating and changing things, bringing about order, taking the darkness out, making what was formless to have form, and what was empty to be filled. As a result of God up now moving from within to upon to within. So the word of God started working within. We are going somewhere, people. And the Bible says, he called the light day, he called the darkness light, and the evening, morning, the first day. The second day, look at what happened. God sent his word again. The word now moved from around to upon, within. The word started operating within the earth again, that was initially without form, empty, and dark. Look at it, said, let the firmament be in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. There was a firmament, a space. Look at what happened next. Please bring it on. Let's go on. Thus God made the firmament, divided the waters which are under the firmament from the waters which are above the firmament. It was so. Then what happened again? Look at what happens when God moves from around to upon to within. The word, he comes through his word. The Bible says the evening, morning, second day. Let's say the third day and we stop there. I just want us to see what happens when God goes from around to upon to within. That is what changes a life, people. We are like that earth. Listen, where was the man formed from? From the earth, from the dust of the earth. And God breathed in. But as a result of transgression, sin, separation comes, and chaos. Once we are separated from God, and we only have God around us, it's not upon, it's not within, evil can have a field day. That's just the principle I'm trying to throw to us tonight. Listen, now let's see the third day. Verse 9, God now said again, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. That's where you get the seas, the waters from, and said, let the dry land appear. And he now said it was so. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called seas, and saw it was good. If you read this book of Genesis, it will begin to make sense, the order of how God, the source of all life and intelligence, how he interferes in the affairs of this earth. You and I, we don't just need God around us, we need God upon us and God within us. That is the solution to every of life's problems. God, thank you, you are around, but nothing changes if God is just around. Yes, God is upon, ready to come in. Nothing may change. He may influence things, but until he comes within, and from within to without, things begin to happen like our brother Damola shared with us. And Damola, I know you're somewhere in Europe. Please, can you confirm you are watching, you are with us? I know your family is online. And just confirm to us that yes, you are with us. Please, the media team, watch out for Apostle Cruz. You know, let him confirm he's watching, he's with us. And please, questions may start coming now. Go on Slido. All right, I'm explaining things. If you don't understand, you need more clarity, throw the questions. Please, Slido again. Hashtag JESUS. And if you are on YouTube or you are on, Facebook, type in the comments. I can see comments coming up. I can see questions. Please keep on. Thank you very much. I think things are happening now. Thank you on that, Slido. I can see comments. I just want us to flow. All right, we're taking this part one and part two next week. We'll still dive in and look at more questions. So now let's look at something. If you get it that way, you will begin to see how God intervenes and brings changes into this earth and into our individual lives. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, okay? Remember, God starts from around, and then God upon, and then God within. Hold that. Come with me to Matthew chapter 1, okay? Let me just see if we can get the actual context in that Matthew chapter 1, okay? Where we're going in Matthew chapter 1 is verse 22. Okay, let me just show us. Okay, let's go to verse 22 quickly, and then let's see if we need to back up somewhere, okay? Now, in verse 22, something happened to a woman who was engaged and betrothed to a woman, Mary, young lady, a virgin. She was betrothed to marry a man called Joseph. But all of a sudden, she got pregnant. What is known as the Immaculate Conception. How did she get pregnant? Okay? I think I need to explain this. All right? So that you see the concept of God around, upon, within. This woman called Mary that gave birth to Jesus is a very good example of what we're explaining. But before then, let's just read this and then we'll back up. I want to take questions, okay? I want us to take questions. We won't rush this. Right. So an angel appeared to Joseph that, look, take it easy. I know you, your fiancé, Mary, is pregnant with a baby. Don't have any fear. What is just happening is what has been spoken prior to now, to then, when in the time of Joseph and Mary. God had spoken through men, human beings. You see, when you hear the word prophet in the Bible, especially under the Old Covenant, that's Old Covenant, we're just talking about the Old Testament before the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, that's the New Testament, before Jesus was born. Under the Old Covenant, the God will, when God wants to do something on the earth, God will come upon human beings, prophets, who will be his mouthpiece. So and they will now speak what God is saying. You see, when you read the Bible, you now see where the Bible was explaining. I think Paul was explaining, writing to Timothy. He said that holy men of God, that is those prophets, ordinary human beings like you and I, that God will move from around, come upon them, and speak through them. Okay? It says that holy men of God, they spoke as they were moved by the Spirit of God. So God will move from around upon these people and inspire them and speak through them. That's the way God usually operates. All right? So one of them had spoken hundreds of years before the time of Joseph and Mary, one of these men that God came upon and spoke from within them. Okay? The Spirit of God came upon them. So they prophesied that a virgin will give birth and a child will be born. So this was the confirmation when it happened. So Matthew 1:22, this is the background of this scripture I'm reading to you. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet saying, all right? The prophet in the old spoke. Yes, let's go to verse 23, Matthew chapter 1. The prophet saying that, okay? Yeah, let's go on. Sorry. Can we back off? can we back off to verse 20? Thank you. I jumped ahead there. Matthew chapter 1 from verse 20. Okay, this was Joseph now. From verse 20. I was meant to send from verse 20 to be displayed. Matthew chapter 1 from verse 20. Let me read from here. This was Joseph. Said, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Okay, saying, thank you very much, media team. You are awesome ladies. Right? In a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. Okay? And then verse 21 now says that, let me see verse 21 here, because that's what I want to show us. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, all right? For he shall save his people from their sins, okay? And then let's go to verse 22. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, yes, let's go on. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel, which is translated what? God with us. God with us. All right? God around, God with us now. Okay? Now, do you know how, and do you know how this was happened? I wish I could give us the scripture, but I didn't send it to the media team. When Mary was approached by the angel, said, "How on earth? I'm a virgin. How will I give birth?" Said, "Look, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, overshadow you, and then come within you. You will conceive a child within, and that child is Jesus, the Son of God, who will take away the, who will save mankind from sin." So look at Mary. God was around her. The Spirit of God was around her. The Spirit of God came upon her, and the Spirit of God came within her, and she conceived Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. When you now go down to the scriptures in John chapter 1, it tells us, yes, God created everything with his word. Everything was made by his word. Everything, there was nothing created that was not created until God spoke. Remember, when he spoke, his word came upon and within the earth and started operating within. So, and Jesus was conceived. All right, thank you for that scripture. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Power of the eyes will overshadow you. And also that which, and the Holy One which is to be born will be called the Son of God. So Spirit of God came, was around her, upon her, within her. God, what are we talking about tonight? God upon, God, sorry, God around, God upon, God within. When it comes within, emptiness is filled, formlessness, shapelessness takes form, takes shape, and darkness disappears. I want to stop here tonight. The solution to my life, your life, to everything that is shapeless, everything formless, everything empty, everything dark, is that I need God not just around me, I need him upon me, within me. Let me show you a scripture. John chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Now as many as received Jesus." Jesus was Emmanuel. God was now with us. God started the process again. Jesus was born. Jesus was now around. But those that allowed him to come, let me just borrow that word, upon and within them, were the ones he changed their lives. John chapter 1, verse 22 says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God." God does not just want to be around us people. God does not just want to be upon. God wants to be within. He wants to live within us. Let me leave us with one last scripture. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, you say God is around. I've heard that. Yeah, things, okay, maybe evil is still prevailing. God wants to be upon. Yes. How can God come within me? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door. I knock. If anyone hears my voice," like you're hearing not my voice tonight, but the voice of the Spirit of God. With this simple simplicity of the explanation of the word of God that has come to you tonight. "If anyone hears my voice," listen, "opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." How can God move from around, upon, to within me? I open the door. I receive him. I accept him. How? Through Jesus Emmanuel. I don't just want Jesus with me, I want him within me. The Spirit of God. When Jesus was leaving, he said, "I'm not leaving you," when he was leaving physically the earth, "I'm not leaving you comfortless. Guess what? I am sending the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Okay, let me just show us one final scripture. John chapter 14. I think let's read from verse 16 to 18. God around, upon, within. This is Jesus. I will pray to the Father. He will give you another helper, comforter, that he may, what? Abide with you. Can you see that? He will come. He will be around. But listen, let's go further. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. He's got to be received. We've got to receive God. We've got to receive the Spirit of God. We've got to receive Jesus. He said, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him. Remember, God is invisible, nor knows him. Because it's invisible, and we are seeing visibly problems around the earth, we think God is not present. God is. He's around. He's upon. He wants to come within. But he says that, but you know him. Why? He dwells with you, around you, and then will be in you. People, God wants to be not just around, upon, he wants to be in, within. That's the word of the Lord, and I'm praying tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, confirm your word with signs following. I know the Spirit of God is upon someone right now. Just say, I invite you, I receive you. God with us, God within me, I want you within me. How? Just say, Lord, I confess my sins, my transgressions, everything that has made me to be disconnected from you. I want to reconnect. I confess, I ask you, come into my heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I receive you. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, I receive you. Some of us have received him, but then we're not allowing him to work in us. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you afresh, walk within you, raise every dead tissue, organ, system, anything, cell dead in your body. I cast out the spirit of cancer now. That cancerous spirit killing the cells in the body. You are cursed. You are cast out. And in the name of Jesus, life enters your body. Every organ of your body, by reason of the simplicity of the word you heard tonight, you've allowed the word of God not just to be hover around you, not just to be upon you. You've received because you have received. You don't fully understand, but I'm sensing that now you have a little understanding and you've invited Jesus. You've invited the Spirit of God because you've allowed him in. The power of God, the power of resurrection, that which was dead within you comes alive. That which is not working around you. I say to somebody, emptiness is happening. You feel empty. You can see that that emptiness is being filled now because you've allowed God. You've allowed the Spirit of God. You've allowed Jesus to come in. In the name of Jesus, someone who was in the dark, light has come. The entrance of the Word of God, the entrance has brought light into you, giving you understanding. The entrance of this Word, it is written, brings light, gives understanding to the simple. Can you see the simplicity of the gospel? The gospel simplified. The power, the kingdom of God. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. I congratulate you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just quickly see, are there comments? Are there questions that people may want to ask? I promised us we're going to bring two wonderful ladies. Both names end with Ara, Ara, Wonder, Wonder. So please welcome with me tonight, Chizara and Shindara, wonderful, wonderful ladies. Wonderful ladies. Hello, ladies. How are you doing tonight? Zara, how are you? Let me start with you.
Fine, thank you.
Chizara, what does your name fully mean?
God has answered.
God has answered. And I've got another lovely lady. Okay, before I move to the next ladies, Chizara, God has answered. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You are 11 years old. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Why do you believe in God?
Because he showed me some miracles in my life.
Wow. God showed you some miracles in your life. And I know a bit of your story of how you were born. You are a living miracle. You are an answer to your mom's prayers and your dad's prayers. Did they tell you that?
No.
They didn't tell you. Well, why do you think they're calling you Chizara? God has answered. We prayed. Your parents prayed. Okay? Maybe you need to hear the story again. God bless you, Chizara. And the next wonderful lady with us tonight is Shindara. Can you see the Ara Ara? Shindara, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what is your full name and what does it mean?
My full name is Oluwa Shindara and it means God still performs wonders.
God still performs wonders. I was reading the story again of how God performed wonder. Your mom was sharing the story. For people who may want to read that story, I think she put it on her Facebook. I know your mom is listening. She's somewhere in the corner. Can you tell us if you can type in your Facebook and media team, please watch out, your Facebook name. And I think you shared the story of how Shindara was born. Oluwa Shindara. It was marvelously put. Your mom is what's the word now? She's a testifier. Your mom is a testimonial. Okay? So, Shindara, do you believe in God?
Yes, Pastor.
Why do you believe in God?
Because he has done so many things in my life that I couldn't imagine could have happened.
Can you give us an example? I'm putting you on the spot. I told these ladies that I don't like anything that's not real. So I'm putting them on the spot that I'm not going to tell them. We just want to discuss. Yes, Shindara, can you give us an example of what God has done in your life?
So I was in a computing test at school.
Yeah.
And I forgot some of the answers. So I then prayed to God. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. And then I remembered all of the answers. And when the results came, I scored really high.
You were in the exam and you prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to help you. How old are you, Shindara?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. Zara is 11, you are 12. I want to really commend your parents that they introduced you to God early in life. They introduced you to the Holy Spirit early in life. Zara, do you want to tell? I remember the story of you also having something similar, and you were in a test and you were singing. Can you tell us that story?
You
were singing, I see his favor, or something like that.
Doing a quiz about what we've learned all over the term. It's a science quiz. Then I came to a question and asked the five food groups, and I forgot what they all were.
They were asking you about five food groups. Sorry, I'm just trying to pick up with your heavenly accent, you see. In case there are people like me who can't comprehend your accent. So five food groups. You were asked questions and you forgot everything.
Yeah.
Please, as your mom, as Shindara's mom, giving us a Facebook name. And I don't know how we can, how people can go to that link and hear the story. Yes. So you forgot. And then what happened?
So then I remembered the song that we learned that Sunday.
Okay. We learned the song in church on Sunday.
So then I started whispering it quietly.
So you started whispering the song quietly. What's the title of the song?
I See His Favor.
I See His Favor. For those listening, the words of the song says, I see His favor everywhere I go. My needs are granted through the hands of the nations, carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me, I'm respected, I'm assisted, it's just a favor of God. It's a song we learned in church, and Zara said she started singing the song while she was in the test place, couldn't remember. And what happened?
And then I suddenly remembered all the five food groups.
And then suddenly you remembered everything. And you are attributing that to God helping you.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe later, I mean, if there's anything you remember you want to share also, you're 11, she's 12, that you, that God, that's made you believe in God. You know, I'm happy that I'm bringing an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old online, not an adult. And I'm happy celebrating you two that at such a tender age, you do not only know about God around, you've seen God upon, and you've experienced God within you. All right, let's go to the comments, okay? Are there any questions online or comments that people may have? All right, or someone is just quoting the Bible to us there. Any comments online? People, we can take questions now. Let's do that quickly. I think we'll just try and wrap up quickly tonight. Okay, the verse that says, many will say, Lord, did we not cast demons, etc., and he will say, depart, you workers of iniquity. How can we ensure we are not on that path? Okay, if we can go into the Bible so that I can explain the answer, where it was a story, it was where Jesus was saying that many will come to me, and will say, did we not cast devils out in your name? Did we not perform miracles in your name? Did we not heal the sick in your name? And he said, he will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. I think that scripture can be found in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew and chapter 7. Let me see exactly where it is, because it's good when people ask questions like this, that we actually go into the scriptures to answer the question. Because you see, people, the answer to some of these questions, when we're especially taking it from the Bible, let the Bible answer the Bible. All right? Let the Word answer the Word. So Matthew chapter 7. Okay, thank you. Many will say to me that day, from verse 22, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, done many wonders in your name? And then what happens? Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. All right? I never knew you. Depart from me. So the question is, how do we ensure that we do not fall into that category? Now, let's see why he said he will tell them I never to depart from him. He said, because I never knew you. I never knew you. People, there's a difference in knowing about someone and actually knowing someone personally. For example, let me use the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Zara, do you know Boris Johnson?
Yes.
Shindara, have you heard of Boris Johnson?
Yes, Pastor.
Who is Boris Johnson?
The Prime Minister of the UK.
Okay. Let me ask you, Zara, do you know Boris Johnson's favorite food?
No, I don't, Pastor.
Zara, do you know Boris Johnson's favorite color?
No, Pastor.
But both of you just told me you knew him. So that means you know about Boris Johnson, but we don't. Even myself, I know about him, but I don't know him personally. So I've not met him. I don't know what he likes, what he doesn't like. I can read all about him. I can even read his autobiography if he has one, that tells me everything about his date of birth, his school, educational background, and all the political posts. I can even know it by heart. It doesn't mean I know Boris Johnson personally. Do you agree with me, both of you?
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. So if I want to know Boris Johnson personally, let me ask Zara, how will I know Boris Johnson personally?
If you're his friend, or like, I mean, know each other from somewhere.
Okay, if I'm his friend.
Cool.
All right, thank you very much. And how can I be his friend? That means we meet up, we hang out, I meet him personally. I have a personal relationship with him. Shindara, do you want to add to that? How can I know Boris Johnson personally?
If you've met him personally, you've had like a full conversation with him.
Okay, I've met him personally and had conversation with him personally. So what Jesus was saying there is that these people did not have a personal relationship with him. They were only using his name. And of course, if you understand spiritual principle, if you say devil in the name of Jesus, go, the devil recognizes the name of Jesus, they will go. You can use the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus may answer for you, but it doesn't mean you know Jesus. So what Jesus was saying here is just what we've said. Jesus is around, they knew about him, Jesus is all over the place. You can use his name, but Jesus was never within them. So they didn't have a personal knowledge. That word knew for adults is just also the word Adam knew his wife Eve. Intimacy. There was interaction, encounter. So that's what Jesus was saying there. So we need to know Jesus personally. On a personal level, God is not just around, it's not just upon, it's within. Jesus is within us. When he's within us, he lives in us, he walks in us, he talks in us, we become like him, then that's what Jesus is saying there. So it's just like people who go to church are religious, but they leave the church, the building, and live outside practicing sin, living like devils, doing evil. So going to church is not what makes us Christ-like. It is being the church, the body of Christ, that makes us to be like Christ indeed. We don't love just with words, we love with our actions. So that's the answer to that question in that context. Right, is there any other question, please? Media team, comments online. Thank you, everybody's greeting the lovely Zara Aras. Okay, anyone? There's no more. Thank you for that. So lovely ladies, lovely Zara, Chi Zara, you have an assignment. Go back to mommy and daddy, tell them to retell the story of how God answered their prayers and you were born. Mom, I know you're watching online, just for the sake of context, how many years were you praying before Zara was born? Because I know a bit of your mom's story. So mommy, type it in, tell us how long you prayed for, God answered your prayer, and we have God answers prayers. Chi Zara, that's what her name means. So if mom can type it, media team, pick her up quickly. Or dad. Dad may not know. Dads usually forget. They don't. is the ones that know where the foot, where the shoe pinches, that usually don't forget. Okay? So please, if you can pick that up, 4 years, 3 months. Can you see? I told you moms accurately. She gave us, in fact, she will tell you the number of days too. The hour. Mommy, okay, 4 years, 3 months. Tell us, what time was Zara born? You see, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. So let's start celebrating our women. Just post the time she was born. She will tell you. 4 years, 3 months, and then the day of the week and the time. Let's do some exercise. And also Shindara's mom, if you can type in something too, tell us the day, the time Shindara too was born, and her story of how God touched her during the labor and everything is also on Facebook. So let's wait for that while we close tonight. Once that comes up, I'm done. Thank you for everyone contributing, participating tonight. Okay, no more comments. So let's just hear from the lovely mothers of Shindara. And I told you, she was born on a Friday at 12:40. Is that a.m. or p.m.? Let's have fun before we hand over to the media team. Shindara's mom, yeah, please, we're waiting for you too. Can you type in the day of the week and the time? It's always good because these women have experienced God not just around upon, but also within them. Thank you. So if we find that, okay, me, or daddy, let's see if that midday, okay, thank you. So did you hear that, Shizara? Did you know you were born at 12:40, 40 minutes past 12 noon on a Friday?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, you see now, go back. Mom, go and listen to your story. I love that. I had a privilege to hear that before my mom passed away. I was born around 3 a.m., right? And the day I was born, I think, was on a Thursday, and there were no midwives. There was no way I could get to the hospital. I was born. Anyway, don't let me tell the story over again. But it's so interesting when we hear some of this background story. Thank you very much. Yes, Shindara, did you know this? You were born 5:38 a.m. on a Sunday. Did you know that, Shindara?
I knew that I was born at 5:38 a.m., but I didn't know that was a Sunday.
You see now. Thank God you've been exposed, the two of you. So, Friday and Sunday. So maybe we'll change your name to Shizara Friday, David Patrick, Shizara Friday, Patrick, and Shindara Sunday, Adebola. Thank you, everybody. Celebrate these ladies with me. I'm so happy for you that you know God, okay? I will ask both of you to pray. So Zara, you pray first. Shindara, you pray. And that's it. We hand over to the media team. So Shizara, can you pray?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for our families. And I thank you for our friends. I thank you for Pastor and his family. And I thank you for every single living thing on this earth. Forgive any sins we have made today and bless us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. Let this word sink into us and let us do good works in your name. Let us have good thoughts and good dreams as we sleep, and let us have a sound mind. Let no evil come near us, and let us be as white as snow, and bless us. Let no evil convince us to do the wrong things in life, and let us do good choices. Bless Pastor and everyone in church, and bless our friends, and help them to know you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. All right, Shindara, you want to pray too?
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up in the morning. We thank you, Lord, that we're all alive and we're still breathing. And we thank you for today's Bible study. We pray that Pastor will be the first partaker of the word, and that amen. We'll all not be only hearers, but also doers of the word, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father Lord, as we go to bed tonight, please keep us safe. Don't let any evil come near us, and let us have sweet and sound dreams, and let us wake up in the morning feeling afresh, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.